It's the Tiltcast, episode 95, Gratuitous Spank Battles.
B5, you sunk my battle dick.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Borderlands, Anno, King Arthur, some news, and a whole bunch of awesomeness. Stay tuned.
And no more awkward than spanking to a friend of Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah!
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast, pain-free. My name is Trent, and to my right, I've got Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Across from me is the Badger. Badger.
Hey.
Holly. Over there is Rax.
What's up?
And next to me is Victoria.
Hey.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks. Don't let
there's always a constant assault on his masculinity on
the
show.
Well, he's wearing
a big about for you to beat on it for a
he's
while.
He's wearing a Muse shirt, which I love Muse, but the fact it's a pink Muse shirt, that just kind of...
Well, and it's got what looks like...
He doesn't even listen to Muse. He just bought it for this trip.
Yeah, I got this.
Oh, yeah.
And freaking suck on the balls.
Because somebody goes like, dude, there's going to be chicks there. He's like, all right.
There were. Yeah. One of them was a bartender and gave me lots of free drinks.
For a year, he thought that they were called Fuse.
Yeah. That was a channel that used to be on a lot of...
Yeah, it was. It's a good channel, man. Just like Palladium. Anyways, so...
Palladia.
Tonight is an action-packed Michael Bay episode with what appears to be alcohol.
Yeah.
There's
is that alcohol?
No, it's coffee.
Oh, that's just coffee. You're
it
drinking,
could be alcohol.
You're drinking vodka iced room. Coffee from one of my beer steins.
It's because it's hot as fuck and I need some energy.
You should let me put some alcohol in that.
I don't need alcohol when I
put my
balls
like,
in
it.
It
like... Oh,
you could do that.
Yeah.
I actually think whipped cream would taste delicious.
It would taste really good with
like
that.
A mudslide.
It tastes a lot like curry.
No.
Have you ever had a hairy drink?
Oh, his balls, yes, but...
It's a drink that'll literally put hair on your tongue.
I'll teabag it. It'll be non-hairy.
No, they're blonde. They're still there. They're blonde.
Way
to advertise. Wow. Way to advertise that you still haven't grown your pubic hair.
Wow.
Some of us are 12 forever.
Forever young.
Forever young.
Forever hung.
Forever hung.
Mel Gibson.
That's going to be my porn name.
Okay. Hey, did you guys see that Mel Gibson movie called The Beaver?
No.
So one where he plays a crazy guy who's been separated from his wife, and he finds a beaver puppet, and he starts using it as a therapeutic puppet where people can only talk to it. It's on TV now. I didn't see it get released in theaters, but...
So it was just straight...
They only can talk to the beaver, and he only responds with the beaver. Yeah, you're laughing. There's a scene where he's like beating the crap out of his own hand in a door, and I was like, this is probably inspired by real events. They probably gave him a black person puppet or a Jewish person puppet to help him learn to be nice to people.
Don't you remember
that? Right, when he came out and he apologized, he's like, I'm sorry that you're all money-hungry bastards. So, yeah, that was
a Holocaust denier or something like that?
Yeah, he's one of the Holocaust deniers.
God. That's horrible.
He used to be my hero. Say it ain't true.
Well, yeah,
he
was.
Yeah, what was that
old show, Jack the Rabbit or something like that?
Jack the Rabbit? Yeah.
Isn't that right? Like, it was a pissed off... Greg the Bunny.
Yeah, that's Greg the Bunny. Yeah,
that's what it was. Jack the Rabbit. What the hell's wrong with you?
There was an old bunny named Jack. But anyways, okay, let's go ahead and jump into this episode. So, because we needed plausible deniability. So, let's go ahead and jump around. What time is it now?
Oh, it's 9:30. We started an hour and a half late.
9:30 is anything that happens around the U.S. between the hours of 9:30 to 11 we had nothing to do with.
Right. We were here.
This is our alibi. This is an alibi.
Clearly.
Do not pay attention to the street noises or the sounds of a van engine accelerating.
Or the
one
shovel.
Of us is gone for a long period of time.
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
In the restroom.
Yep.
Whimpering, screaming, crying.
Somebody has to fart.
Right.
So, I think someone already got that out of their system.
So let's delve in.
More than a fart.
Yeah. So let's delve into this alibi of an episode. Justin, what have you been doing this week?
A lot of stuff.
I'm a good host.
Actually, former Tiltcaster, so me and Scott have been playing a shitload of Borderlands.
Borderlands.
So, we're both up to level 28 or 29 now.
Nice.
So, we've been playing about every other night for the last 2 weeks. So, just getting a couple hours in here and there, and it's been working out pretty good.
Cool.
Of course, gonna pimp Steam out a little bit for that for... Massive sales.
Yeah, I think it was seven.
I finally got all the DLC, so that was one of the main reasons I wanted to jump back in.
Yeah.
Because originally, I think I got it cheap and didn't really dive into it because I don't think anybody had it when I got it.
Well, also you'd already played it.
I'd already played it and beat it on 360, and so I was like, well, I'm going to put it off for a while. But Borderlands 2 coming up, wanted to kind of get my time in. I still can't get into Brick. Like the dude with the fists?
Yeah.
The Roid Rage guy?
Yeah, I can't play him very well. And so I went back to the one that I like. I really like the sniper a lot. Mm. And
Mordecai.
Yeah, I play a little different though. I like playing him as a like they call it the gunslinger.
Yeah,
and he gets extra shots with his pistol, and then he can fire faster with pistol. So you get a repeater that fires at like 16 times per second or something ridiculous, and you're just going through mags.
Huh.
And it's really fun to play that way. So I snipe occasionally, and then with mouse and keyboard, of course, it works out better. But lots of Borderlands. Jumped into a little bit of Skyrim.
Once again
on PC. Testing out the ultra settings and ultra settings.
You're doing the HD texture pack.
I forgot about that.
You can't test out the ultimate.
That was an official HD texture pack, though. Right?
Yes.
I got that one.
So. Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. All right.
Yeah, I got that one installed, but I've been. Testing out ultra settings. Got a little bit choppy when I ran into a whole like cavern full of dudes, but I'm just assuming because I'm running ultra settings on ultra HD. The graphic card really is the only thing that's a little bit weak on that machine, so I need to probably upgrade that.
Hmm.
Like, what they got, Rex? The one they have is it Saffron? Saffron. It's like
that's just a brand. I mean, I always look to spend about $200 on a graphics card to last me for a couple years.
Yeah, but there's that new, is it the 7700 or the 7200?
7770, I think.
The
one that is on the budget build that is on the page.
And that's a pretty decent card.
Yeah, it really
is. I think it's been on sale, on and off sale, like between $170 to $120.
It is.
So
it is. A great deal to pick up, really.
Might be doing that once I catch up on bills, but...
Nice.
It's been kind of a wild ride with that.
Nice.
I went ahead and rolled an Argonian? Nososaurus.
Cool. Salamander Man.
Had to incorporate the Nos in there. He was going to be a Deathclaw character. So, all the new ones on the PC are all going to be Nos something, so... Nice. I'm looking forward to it. Been using the bow and arrow a lot. He's going to be an archer.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Archer lizard, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of other things.
What sign did you put him under?
Well, you can't really put them on.
Well, no. Well, they used to do the. I forgot they do the thing now where it's where you got to do the.
You pick the stone.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, thief stone. Yeah, thief stone.
So that's what you put him under. Okay, good.
Yeah, thief stone. He's going to probably be a thief.
Yeah, slimy salamander.
Stinking Argonians.
Yeah. Most of them are.
I mean,
never trust an Argonian.
Sugar
that's pretty
addicts,
much rule of thumb.
Fucking thieves.
Well, I wanted to get into crafting some
it's
of the leather armor.
Thing. It really is.
Scaly.
Yeah.
Scaly bunch.
And I don't know. It's going to be probably fun. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of games going out, and I've been relying on Steam sales. And honestly, it's not really a bad thing with all the games that I got to catch up with. Like, I'm still playing through Lollipop Chainsaw. And I plopped that in for a little bit, and then I decided to go back to playing Batman Arkham Asylum so I could finish that.
Mm-hmm.
I finished that, and then I'm not one of those guys that's going to collect all the Riddler challenge things.
How'd you like the end?
I was pretty okay with that.
Yeah, so that was an awesome fucking
thing. So, with us...
Well, everybody already knows.
I know, Rex doesn't know.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say who it is.
If you've seen the DLC, then you know how it ends. So.
Well, here's what...
It's been way too long.
Nah, we can't tell.
I'm not going to spoil for it.
I intend on playing it, though.
Everyone
I'll
dies.
Go the other room.
Everyone.
Oh.
This is rough.
Well, you
know what? Go ahead.
No,
we're not going to ruin it.
I'm going to look it up on Wikipedia.
No, here's something I can say that won't spoil it for you. It's my favorite villain from the whole animated series. Makes an appearance.
Catwoman?
No, at the very end.
Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of villains.
Played by Arnold.
There's a badass boss fight at the end. That's makes a cameo, and it's actually really good. Really good.
Well, I mean,
awesome.
And then after that, of course, you unlock the costumes, and at this point, I'm like, maybe I'll play it through on hardcore mode or whatever it is. And
yeah,
I'm just kind of Batmaned out. I mean, I watched the movies a couple weekends ago, you know, and Batman's cool as fuck, but right now I think I need a little bit of a palate cleanser for just a little bit, and then I'll jump back into Batman.
So now you're going to play some more Lollipop?
I think so.
How far did you get in that?
Just far enough to say that I beat where you got. So I beat the speaker boss in record time, about 5 minutes maybe, something like that.
Whoa. He's just a better gamer. It's nothing personal, just a better gamer. Always trying to say.
I just understand Suda 51 games, and so I looked for the things that I would
understand. I'm pretty sure that game fucked up on me.
Say what you want.
Maybe your hands
are making excuses.
Same game, same system.
Maybe.
Same
the controller cuts.
Controllers.
What?
I'm just saying.
What?
Nothing.
Maybe if you had a major controller, it might be easier.
I was doing the same thing that he did.
Maybe if they made controllers child size.
For toddlers. She got quiet.
Tiny thumbs. Tiny thumbs.
She can give us a go to hell.
She's actually, no, she's
she
actually thinking
I'm
about it.
I'm not even looking at you guys.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking
the
at the fucking wall.
I think she likes the verbal abuse.
Yeah, she does.
I do.
It turns around.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what else?
Honestly, not a whole lot more. I'm trying to get Victor's roommate, Josh, into Shadows of the Damned. I think he would like it since he's such a Resident Evil fan.
Yeah.
And it's a way funnier game, even though if it gives me really fucking weird dreams. Yeah. You'll enjoy watching it, Victor. It's so fucked up and weird, and having the main character always...
The dogs with anus, with face anuses.
Yeah, and just how he's always so self-referential. He's always like, I'm Garcia motherfucking Husker, or whatever he does, you know, I can't do the...
We call them fanuses.
His gun's called his Johnson, and his gun talks to him the whole time. Like, his gun morphs into a motorcycle, it morphs into a gun, and as it upgrades, it gets longer. So, I mean, obvious
dick joke. Call him Johnson.
Yeah. But he's always talking smack. He's pretty funny. So, it's a pretty good game. I just need to kind of get back into it.
Alright. Is that all you've been doing?
Almost. I jumped into Defense Grid.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like that?
Like it pretty well. I've only went through the first map just kind of get the idea of what it is.
First map's kind of slow. You got to get up to like map 10. And
I just wasn't interested in tutorials. Oh, and then Scott gave me gratuitous tank battles.
Spank battles.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like, you coming yet? You coming yet? No.
My cannon shot first.
Armor game. Pull it out.
I know that gratuitous space battles was not a hit. It was something that some people are going to get into and other people wouldn't. And to recap this, because from a million episodes back, Gratuitous Space Battles was a game where you set up a fleet, you set up their loadouts, and then you hit auto battle and they duke it out. It's based on how well you outfitted your ships as to how well they'll do. Gratuitous Tank Battles, though, is a little different. You're outfitting as you go. Basically, it's tower defense. You got a group of tanks and armies and things going through a maze, and as they're going through the maze, you're setting up defenses that are all custom built by you with custom specs and everything else. Try to take it out. So you see, like, it's just basically tower defense. But same idea with having a ridiculous amount of customization. It's not the most amazing graphics in the world, but it is pretty fun. I played through two or three maps on it and had a blast. So I think this weekend I'll just be trying to narrow down what games I want to actually play.
So has anyone played
I keep forgetting.
Okay.
I've been distracted with outside gaming obligations lately.
Okay.
Yes.
I was just wondering. That's it.
Interesting.
Is it your turn?
No, I was just asking.
Well, what have you been doing this week, Holly?
Well, I've been working. I played Left 4 Dead with you on Saturday, and then I played it again on Monday with TVGP, which the servers were complete bitches. And then I played some Left 4 Dead Cold Stream, and oh no, that never happened.
Yeah.
Why did that never happen?
It'll happen Friday. I have it on PC, so...
Yeah.
I played it like a year ago. No, they've had that map.
It's been out for a long
time. They had the betas out for every map on the PC version, so you could actually play them and beta test them, so I played all of Cold Stream. I played this,
Dead Air. Playing Cold Stream like June of last year or something.
So the beta's working, but the real one doesn't.
There was a problem I ran into with the PC version.
Huh? And you said that they put it out on PS3?
Yeah, from the announcement, they said they already released it on PC and PS3.
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
I don't know why it said that, but it's on their blog. So
typo?
Yeah.
Troll.
That's the only thing.
PS3 or so close to 360.
Ridiculous typo.
Yeah, I know.
But no, did you ever end up coming up to the whenever you were playing it on PC, did you find the portal egg?
Oh, I saw that thing. That's on Suicide Blitz 2, which is a DLC map you can get that's community made. And I've played it before. It's actually pretty well put together. Community map. It's pretty fun, and I found that.
Did you? Okay, I was gonna say because that looked awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. But
I really enjoyed that, especially like at the whenever they're in that huge like square building, and like all the tanks drop down. I was just like, oh god.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cute.
Which map are you talking about?
It's Suicide Blitz 2.
Oh, that's the one of the stadium.
Yeah, that's the one that you and I played through.
Played it when it first came out.
Yeah, that was like last year sometime. It's a pretty fun map. I like it. It's actually really well put together.
Yeah,
so,
I like
surprisingly. It's pretty gritty. It actually brings things into it that you kind of wanted to see in Left 4 Dead, like the whole stairwell, where you got zombies running up the stairwell and you got to basically block them and they're coming in through the doors behind you. It's stuff you never actually get to see too often in the actual Left 4 Dead campaign.
Yeah, but that map is massive.
It is huge. It's actually one of the biggest DLCs.
It takes you about 30 minutes to get through the map, just running.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest DLC downloads too. It's pretty huge.
Like 200 megs. Or
yeah,
something like that.
Actually, I think it's like 500. It's pretty.
It's
big.
A single map.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got some chapters in it, but it's pretty damn huge.
Well, I didn't realize you were talking about what other things we did aside from games, because we had a pretty fucking epic weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I had my birthday party at Victor's house on Friday.
Yes, you did.
And
which was a blast.
Yeah.
We had a decent amount of people show up all throughout the night. People I didn't expect to see. People like Stretch, the guy that made our music. Scott came out there. People that listened to the show. Dave that I haven't seen in a million years.
Julie
that I haven't seen in like 3 or 4 years. Yeah. There's people coming out of the woodwork, and it was that was a fucking blast. And then on top of that, we had a keg set up in Victor's garage, and I was like, you know what? I need to make this thing cold. So I dumped a whole box of ice cream salt in the...
pound of salt. It was quite a bit of salt.
It was a lot of salt. And so I was trying to get the water colder, like get it down to like 28 degrees or whatever. And I think I froze the very bottom of the keg, because we thought it was empty, and it was coming out really, not stiff, but you know what I mean? It's like it was just way too much pressure.
Yeah, sputtering, but then once all the ice melted and it cooled back down and thawed, we got another 9 pitchers out of it.
It wasn't 9. It was about 6.
We had some other cups and stuff filled up I've been drinking out of.
Well, Vic calls me up on Sunday, and he's like, hey, I don't think you're out of beer. And I was like, okay, well, I'll pick it up tomorrow, and we'll drain it off, get rid of the beer, and we'll go take it back to the liquor store and get my refund on my keg. And I go over to his house on Monday night, and I poured one pitcher of beer, and I was like, that came out kind of fast. What's up with that? And then we poured another, and then we poured another, and it felt like when Jesus made water into wine.
This was magic.
It just kept coming and coming and coming. And
you didn't have to pump it. It just kept going
just
on
kept,
its own.
It just kept going on its own.
It's like a John Holmes keg.
It was a beautiful thing. Yeah. And we were like, what are we going to do with this? So we just started throwing it in your freezer.
Get it cold quick.
Yeah, and then I called up Chuck from Elseworlds, and I was like, Chuck, you want some free beer? And he's like, yes, I do.
Had Daniel and Elise over. We had a few people over. And
called Daniel and Elise.
Kevbar got home. We started getting wasted.
We had a pretty decent time watching Gilbert Godfrey videos and all sorts of watching.
And then you ended up posting like all of them on Facebook.
The John Rivers one is the best.
They're pretty awesome.
If you guys get a chance, if the listeners get a chance and you want to see something really dirty yet really funny, was it Joan Rivers?
Yeah, the full 7-minute Joan Rivers one.
Yeah, the one about her vagina.
About him having sex with her.
about the unicorn peeking out.
He's like, I'd had very many sexual encounters with Joan Rivers impersonators.
He said
they
had
nothing,
sexual congress.
Yeah, they were nothing like Joan Rivers. They were complete gentlemen. It says a unicorn popped out of her vagina.
And winked.
As it was beckoning me. I don't like what he talks about her dropping her lady load and it burned through the fucking street into the sewer. And then she slithered off.
That's pictured Alien 1. They're like, where'd you go? And they're looking through, like, oh, I made it through 5 decks.
Yeah. It was pretty horrible.
It's pretty rough.
And she stood there and took the entire thing. That was the best part. So.
That's because her smile's just frozen on her face.
She was pretty pissed. She was pretty pissed. There's also, I think, who was it whenever he roasted with... Marley Madeline? No, was it Marley Madeline or whatever?
He's roasted...
Well, there was the deaf girl who he came out and I think was doing the translation for.
Yeah.
I thought that was Trump.
I think
it
was
Trump.
Trump.
That was
Trump.
And it was Marley Madeline that was out there talking. He came out and translated for her.
And just went off.
Talking about girls with the fourth hole. That was it. Yeah. He's like, where are these vixens of the fourth hole that you hide from us? Tell us, Trump, where do you keep them?
I love the Trump episode, though.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My favorite one is
Bob Saget. Yeah, raped and murdered a woman back in 1992. That's a horrible, vicious rumor, but if you have any information about the woman that Bob Saget raped and murdered, please call the police.
He does. That's a joke that he usually does, is the repetitious joke, and he'll find a way to keep working it in over and over and over.
Well,
again.
On the Hasselhoff one, the one where Pamela Anderson was walking down the beach and found a genie, and she rubs the genie out, and she says, "Hey, could you make my TV show, whatever it was that she was on, not Baywatch?"
Yeah, the show afterward.
So. Yeah, he's like, "Can you make that
Tool Time?"
Can you make that the big hit it was supposed to be? He goes, "I can't with all my magic do that." She goes, "Well, can you make my vagina tighter again?" And he goes, "Let me take a look at that first wish again." And then when he was started roasting Hasselhoff, he said the same thing. Hasselhoff found a genie. And said, "Hey, can you make Baywatch the hit show it was meant to be?" And He said, no, I can't do that. He goes, can you make Pamela Anderson's vagina tight? And he goes, like, no, 7,000 times they go over, no. It's like, there's nothing I can do to make her vagina tight again. And she's just sitting there with this fucking pissed off.
Well, he's got that whole bit on, he roasted Hugh Hefner on one of the earlier roasts.
Yeah, yeah.
He talks about Hugh Hefner using bark for condoms and
shit. Yeah, yeah. Gilbert Guthrie is a very disturbed man. He is
I cannot stand his voice.
Forget the voice. Just listen to what he's saying.
It's the voice is part of it. But you know what's funnier is when he does other people, when he does Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld. He's like, well, no.
So he's one of the ones that popularized the aristocrats joke.
Yeah.
And so the aristocrats joke, for people who don't know, is it starts off with a family walks into a talent agency, and then it ends with, and we call this the aristocrats.
Well, you didn't explain the middle.
The middle could be anything, and that's the point. The aristocrats is to be as vulgar.
It has to reference around the whole family fucking each other, though.
Or something vile.
That's usually where it goes, is that they're fucking, and grandma's boil gets popped, and somebody's eating shit out of someone's ass while the dog sucks on them, stuff like that. It's really horrible.
Well, the idea is to gross the audience out, and it's always been a joke
about as long as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his, I think he goes about 11 minutes on one of the DVDs.
I think it's on Dirty Jokes, which was the actual thing he put out. He did the stand-up for. It was about 45
but
minutes.
But originally what he did is he did a 9/11 joke the day after 9/11.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Yeah.
As a point of just shock humor, as he usually does. He does a lot of shock humor. He's actually funny, unlike some people like Bob Saget.
Yeah.
But, and then he broke out the aristocrats joke, and that's how he won the crowd back. And that was his, like... claim to fame is winning the crowd back with the aristocrats joke.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
After a 9/11 joke.
Well, right. He has a thing that he does on, I think it was on one of the website things where it's like Gilbert Guthrie's Too Soon, or That's Too Soon, where he just sits there and makes jokes about historical things dating from, like, you know, he even has a caveman joke that he just speaks caveman and just go, oh, too soon. So he jumps to the next one. Then he has one where he's making a joke about the Great Battle of 2030 or something like that in space. And they go, like, no, that's too soon, literally. That hasn't happened yet. He's like, fuck it. You know, so.
Well, it's like, and it spawned from, like, the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing. We didn't talk about it on last show, but I showed everybody the John St. John.
The Duke Nukem one.
Duke Nukem reading 50 Shades, which is pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then, after my party... one of your friends, Vic, Cody, was sober enough, and he's like, oh, you gotta see this, like, Gilbert Godfrey. And he's like, he's doing 50 Shades. I was like, this could be interesting. And it's really interesting.
Yeah.
He goes through, like, different images of girls, like, getting hot and bothered as he's reading it.
Horrible
passages.
I like the last one when it cuts off and she's like, shit, this is hot. She has this, like, horrified look on her face.
Her eyes are open.
Like, oh my god. Then it gets to the end, she's like, shit, this is hot. It's like, it's just Gilbert Guthrie, and he, like, takes his glass off. He goes, like, he's like, holy shit, this is wrong.
Holy hell, it's
yeah,
awesome.
He's like, I'm not so much into it. So he's like, the fisting's okay, but ultimately I just want to claim your ass. Oh god, that's funny.
It's awesome. Pretty funny. But,
perfection. That's good.
Yeah. But he's a pretty funny cat. He's a weird looking dude. But he's really funny.
Well, he's looked like that ever since, like,
he looked into the
70s.
No, ever since he looked 70s, yeah. Joan Rivers' vagina straight in the eye. Right?
Like, he's been all
over his eyes since.
Just constantly scowling.
It's like Mr. Magoo, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's anyway. Almost creepier when he smiles. He's a big smile.
Oh, yeah.
His eyes stay really closed.
He looks like a child molester.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't have a mustache like that.
No, that's the fool in me. Shaves it off. So,
Sneaky snake.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's what I've been preoccupied with, that and being drunk and then schedule changing and possibly moving and all that other stuff. So depending on how things go with work, but... Anyways, it's been a rough ride this week.
Yeah.
So, in a good way. I've had a lot of fun. So anyways, move on to somebody else.
It was a rough ride. Holly, what else have you been doing before you got really interrupted?
Speaking of rough rides.
Well, my friend Glenn actually signed us up for Run for Your Life.
Mm-hmm. What is Run for Your Life?
The Run for Your Life, we're doing it in Missouri, which is on the 18th. It's a 5K, which is 3.1, 3.2 miles, and you're basically, like, going through, like, these obstacle courses, and running from zombies that are chasing after you and zombies that are in front of you, and you've got like these three little red flags that are on you. So
it's
we're
like flag
running
football.
Yeah, basically, and they've got to take the flags off of you, and if you make it to the finish line having your flags, then you get like, I don't know, some prize, I don't know.
You get a bowl of candy.
You get pills.
Pills here.
Pills here.
So I'm really excited.
And we're making some t-shirts for you
we
guys.
We don't know what shirts we want, though, and that's the problem.
You got to figure it out quick, because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like...
I told
actually,
you,
I've got to make a shirt order
design,
like,
I just
in
need
like 2 days.
Okay.
So they got zombies on them and stuff, I just need the verbiage.
Yeah, 2 days, I got to
yeah.
get a shirt order soon,
yeah.
so...
In 2 days?
Yeah, so
okay.
think of, have you and Danica grill it out at work, just come up with something.
Well,
fun.
I would have to involve Glenn in it, because I'm not going
yeah.
to well, be a dick and be like,
no,
oh,
I mean,
well,
have
yeah,
you guys come up
him.
With stuff and shoot it off to him and
okay.
have him,
yeah.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Friday.
I want something to do with the badger, but that's just me.
Well, make it something that he can wear, too.
Yeah, I know.
You're there for the tilt cast, not yourself.
I know, and we actually do want something.
You ego fucking maniac.
I know.
Well, so
I
you
know.
Could have Head from the Dead. Sounded better in theory, right? Why am I running?
Something like that works. I'm fine with it.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And she writes it down.
Yep. I write everything down.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-oh.
I do.
She has a black book. It's like Nixon's hit list.
Full of all of our lies.
Yeah. All right, is that all you did?
Because
you're going into dead air.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, Rex?
I actually got two new games I played. I started in, because I unfortunately logged into Steam against my better judgment and picked up the newer King Arthur RPG RTS style game.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's the story. It's so drug out. Oh, my God. So the inherent, so the way the game works is it really seeks to combine the RPG element with the RTS element. And so it's almost like playing a choose-your-own-adventure, which buffs your character based on whether he's a strategist, a governor, or a hero. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of go back to the old-school-style medieval battles, to where you have your RTS units, you have some magic abilities and stuff.
Is this like a Might and Magic style game, or...?
Medieval Total War would be a better comparison.
Okay.
Really a large-world RTS... with different provinces that you can capture, different capitals, you gain different bonuses.
So with the choose your own adventure part, are you doing, is it just like story pains, or is it like...
It's story pains, which it comes back to the whole issue of I don't like reading a book while I'm playing a video game, and I think that's my biggest complaint about it. The story in itself has been great so far, and where they've taken Arkansas.
So what, they throw a cutscene in the middle, like you're in the middle of a map, and they just throw a cutscene out there, and then you got to choose your choices, and then go back to battling, or what?
I haven't seen any cutscenes in mid-battle. It's all been...
Before you start, you make some decisions, and then it does the battle afterwards.
Yeah, so whereas I may get a side quest, you know, there's a roaming mob of villagers. What do you decide to do? Kill them and run them off, to which you become more of a tyrant and you gain so many soldiers. Do you pay to take care of them for a bit, or do you pay to outfit them and then you become a more righteous ruler, and you gain different bonuses and stats against the Fomorians, which are the evil demons, and I'd kind of like to play as them because they're pretty cool. But if you really push through and you get to the RTS part, the RTS part's really interesting in that they... Because I came from playing medieval a whole bunch. You get more of the magic aspect and a kind of a wild card to play with. But you really got to be able to push through the story part of it.
Well, are those story bits really long or like 5-10
minutes? They take a little bit. And again, it just feels like it gets drug out.
So are you saying there's no voice acting? It's just all text?
There are voices, but it's like having a book read to you. And I don't like reading a book while I'm playing a game.
I guess I'm all right with the book part, but I can see where if you're more of a StarCraft kind of guy.
And that may be totally part of it. I do like an economic style of game, such as kind of taking a... StarCraft is more your Twitch RTS,
yeah.
which they have once you actually delve into it. But then you have the economics of the game, like in Medieval or Tropico, where you got to run the country.
So there's a whole aspect of it
there
like
is.
That where
there's
you're
a whole ruling aspect of controlling the country, research.
So keeping your resources flowing so you can get time more units and things like that.
Yeah, and that kind of comes back to the whole concern of always, you know, if you specialize in a certain aspect of the game, like StarCraft is just that Twitch RTS, or you specialize in the economic policy, you have that hard time finding that good middle. Otherwise, the game just feels kind of meh on all aspects.
That's one of the things I like about Tropico. There's obviously no real military focus aside from people uprising and trying to take back the country, but all that really entails is just making sure you have more soldiers and you've arrested or executed more of the rebels than there is soldiers. So, I mean, you're all right with that.
Indeed. Would I recommend people buy it? If you're into RTS and you don't mind kind of a story aspect, absolutely. I mean, the story has been enjoyable. It's $20 on Steam right now.
Is that a sale or is that regular price?
That's regular price. So if you catch it on a 50-75% sale, take it.
Well, shit. I mean, if even it's at $15 and you're getting a full strategy game,
yeah,
that's as cheap as any XBLA game.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, just Trials Evolution's a great game. Trials 2's a really good game. But you can't find a lot of RTSs for $20.
Yeah, so the other game I played, kind of jumping to a separate spectrum of gaming world, is a hacking sim, Hacker Evolution Duality. It's the newest Hacker Evolution game, kind of delved up from an original game called Uplink, which was really orientated towards a technical kind of gamer in that you had a lot of code. I say coding. You had a lot of command line entries for the
I remember playing where you got to inject your viruses and stuff like
that. Yeah,
blockers, and you got the map and showing you the trace and all that. Fun fucking game.
It really is. So Hacker Evolution Duality really tries to take it to the next level in that you get the full world view, but they try and bring it to a more casual level. Because with Uplink and the other games, you had to kind of know some of the commands. Mm-hmm. You had to want to search through text files and find servers. Hacker Duality kind of takes it to more of a button-pressing RTS style, which I'm kind of mixed on, because it's less planning and more Twitch, you know, do what you need to do, get it done, because it's time-based.
Well, see, I liked the original Uplink a lot because it was so technical with doing stuff, where you had to purchase your software that you're going to use and take certain things in and go in and go after your stuff and inject your... I think you had a spammer you could inject that would block the trace as they're trying to trace you back to your point of origin.
One thing I was going to bring up, since we're talking about a game like this, everybody, of course, knows what Minecraft is. He's got a new game coming out that's in alpha stage right now for $10, which is how he's doing all the price points of all his games. Start off in alpha at $9, beta at $15, full price at $20. And Cobalt is a space mission game where you're exploring space, but you're also like making the spacecraft. And part of the spacecraft in designing and things like that has a computer that operates, I believe, all in binary. And if you know binary, you can program anything you want in this computer to do whatever you want, as long as you can make it run in this, basically on a little mini server that's running on your machine.
I will have to check that out, because that sounds kind of interesting.
Like, it's kind of weird, since he's one of those guys that seems to pick up on trends with stuff that's way more on a... Like, Minecraft, obviously, accessible by anybody. This seems like it's really niche.
Yeah, I've had enough niche arguments this week that I don't need to delve into another.
So, but, I mean, just I'm just saying, though, that's pretty much what it seems like, is it's a lot more of a niche game.
Well, so coming around, kind of finish up on Hacker Evolution Duality. Where I think that it really failed as a game, though, is that because it tried to become more mainstream accessible by the button pressing, because your different attacks and everything are buttons, you can do your links off of it. Where it really failed, though, is there is a sharp learning curve. It is almost a vertical learning curve, because I took a couple hours just to really get set into the game, whereas with Uplink, I was moving through, working through it.
Yeah.
If you don't mind that initial... learning curve and going out and figuring it out, it's a really cool game. I'm not even going to talk about it, because just once you get to playing it and get past the first couple levels, you see some really cool stuff. But again, if you don't mind that first learning curve, you kind of like a sim game and you're kind of on the nerd side, very awesome pickup. It was another $20 buy, non-sale.
Name that game again?
Hacker Evolution Duality. And if you find Uplink on sale, buy it.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Amazing game. They actually had another one that was kind of going in. Backing up. So Hacker Evolution Duality also has an open world mode where you can play with other players. I haven't really delved into it. I've read reviews on it. It's really interesting sounding because you go into more of, you know, you perform all the same functions as in the hacking game, but you have another person playing against you now.
Okay, I remember this. This came out about middle of last year, I think, didn't it? Well, I heard something about it middle of the last year.
Yeah, that's Duality right there.
Yeah, it was a straight-up hacking sim.
Yeah, the Hacker Evolution series, I mean, says hacker.
Well, how much is it like real hacking? How much is it like real hacking, though?
Don't admit to that. Nope.
So, Uplink, in a way, became a lot closer to how it was. Duality, not at all. It's button pressing. I mean, Duality kind of takes entire sections of hacking itself and commits it to a single button. Makes it almost like you're watching Swordfish.
It's like a quick key. They don't do it, and basically, what would normally
I understand it's all being done in a GUI, but I mean, is it something that a hacker would do, or
is it things that an actual hacker would do,
or is it all made up as a quick explanation
of kind of how most hackers function? What most people don't understand is that hacking is 90% recon, 10% action. By the time you have done all your recon, you're just executing a command. That is when the hack occurs. Actually, the closest example I've seen to real hacking is the original Hackers movie with Angelina Jolie, because
Jesse Bradford.
Sure. I just remember Angelina Jolie.
No Schlick
for me.
They actually have to do recon. They're pouring through code. I mean, it is the closest I've seen to kind of replicating it. Uplink was kind of the same in that, again, you encapsulate entire sections of what you would be doing into single commands, obviously because you don't want to spend months, you know, working a single level. A lot of them follow the basic premise of recon, execution, exploit, explore is a better term for it. I mean, it's not going to teach you how to hack, really, in any form of the word, but...
But the idea is the same.
The basic, overall, like, viewpoint, style, block, recon, exploit, explore is... Yes, that is still there.
Yeah.
Do recommend the game, though.
With what you're doing in Uplink, a lot of the stuff you're doing is file acquisition. You're finding files on somebody else's server and stealing them. Those are things that you would do as a normal hacker. Also destroying files.
Stealing money.
Yeah, stealing money. You're going in and basically causing mayhem. But, you know, and you're using relays to help, basically. Because the second you go in, the system detects you and starts tracing you back. And so you're trying to do your actions while the server is trying to basically trace you back to your point of origin so they can find you, and you have to complete everything before it gets there. And as you go further, you get longer relays where you can basically get more points that you're bouncing off of, more computers that you're basically channeling through to buy you more time. You can also throw a spammer up that can slow down the trace, and that's
coming after you.
Yeah. And it's Uplink was a great game. I remember playing like it was like 10 fucking years ago. It was an older game, and I played it on Mac.
Yeah, it was old. Well, really accessible to low end systems.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just as a quick buy, you know, mm-hmm. if you're working on an E machine from Walmart from 5 years ago, it'll still run well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mostly what I've been doing. I've done a lot of drinking. I did a lot.
Nice.
Like tonight. Been through a lot of that cup.
All right.
Well, one thing I was thinking when you're talking about like executable, like when you hit one button and it issues a command, that's like writing scripts.
Well, like, it's writing a script and basically tying it to a hotkey or basically like, you know.
Yeah, what you would be doing anyways.
You can do that. But it's just inside of a game like Hacker Evolution. It's just they don't show you how that's made. You're just hitting a button, boom, and execute.
Yeah, you're like, firewall, crap. And it starts, like, breaking little blocks.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't show you actually how it's doing it or why it's doing it or how you would basically go about doing it. And Uplink, it was, you didn't really do that too much.
I think we fairly proved that nobody here is a hacker. So, Victor.
They can't see him. I'll leave that one.
Not that arm, Vic.
Anyway, so
can you see that one in my pants? Here we go.
So,
but anyways, yeah, my recent
can't see that one.
Time has been pretty busy. A lot of things.
Lots of pink shirts to go through.
Yeah. It's a good pink shirt, actually. I like it.
It's got women on it.
They're stripping in their chairs, and about boots is all you can really tell they're wearing. It's me a shirt. You can probably find it if you went to any of the concerts. Like I did.
Go.
Shut your mouth. Anyways, yeah, a lot of partying, a lot of drinking, just kind of living. Too much work. I definitely...
You're 50 plus hours a week now, aren't you?
Yeah, like 60 something. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I leave at the same time I arrived that morning, only it's... The sun's on the other side of the earth. It's like over here in the sky, and now it's over here, so...
What about games?
A lot of Skyrim, actually, surprisingly. I've been knocking out... I'm trying to...
Getting any closer to doing Dawnguard?
Dude, no. I have so many quests. I have to finish them all.
You will never...
There's not an infinite number of quests.
It isn't your miscellaneous log. Yes. They have set it up. There is a script.
Where it will always make new ones.
Yes. It always makes new quests.
If it's somebody who just wants you to go kill something, like, hey, go kill these ogres, or hey, go get...
Well, I'm not getting new ones of those. I stopped accepting that crap. I'm just trying to finish what I've got already.
Yeah. But I still have crap. I've beaten the game and squared away every achievement beaten, except for Dawnguard achievements, and I still have shit in my quest book that... You're just never really going to finish. Some of them you can't even finish.
190 hours or something?
So I'm sitting like 160
hours.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on save number 700 something.
I'm like at 160.
Well, you got about 2.5 weeks, Vic, before you leave. You got to pick up some Dawnguard and go through it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to be touching it for 6 months.
Hey, I can do these things.
Touching it.
Well, actually, it won't be touching it for 6 months. Yeah. A little saltpeter.
Go to the beach.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. Bastards. What are you putting in my drink?
Yeah. Nice. That's a disgruntled look on her face.
Ruh-roh.
She's like, ruh-roh.
Somebody's coming. Just for, in my defense, I haven't texted her in hours.
Yeah.
So that wasn't for me.
She would have just slapped you if you'd done anything. Anyway, so what else have you been doing other than that?
Cleaning my place after that party, washing some dishes.
Really exciting stuff there, Victor.
I'm kidding. Honestly, I've been really busy with just life. So... Just doing business. Nothing insane, but yeah, we had some fun at the party, met a lot of new people. We actually reached 100 likes on the Facebook.
Reached 108 likes.
Oh, well, I mean 100 plus. But 108, well, it could have been more.
We had 30 likes happen right after the show, so.
We're doing pretty decent.
Me and Vic's going to beat that shit.
Oh, man, I'm going to win. Well, I mean, win as in Rex and I will destroy that challenge.
While Rex wins.
Tie as winners.
I'm probably going to drink water for like 3 days for you, though.
Got my strategy.
Just so you can throw up a lot.
I have sat down and thought out my own strategy.
I'm almost going to make myself do a practice run just to see how bad it is. But I don't want to pop my cherry without having a video camera there, you know, how much more raw it is.
Oh, it's going to be...
I wonder how many women have said that.
I want to practice run.
Not too many in my bedroom.
I don't want to pop my cherry with my camera.
Oh, no, that's when they get attached to you.
That's when they're like, get that camera out of here. But I'm going to stay over. Dang it. Anyways, yeah, so that's going to be pretty cool. I think we're videotaping that, and we're also going to do it audio, so you can listen to it or watch it, whichever kind of torture you're into.
It's gonna suck ass. Like, I am so not.
No, stay
positive.
Positive. No, there is no way that you can stay positive about this. Have you seen the videos?
Holly, we're gonna bring a children's spoon so it can fit in your mouth. It's okay.
Watch the videos, and you will know that it's gonna be fucking terrible.
I already know how to win it.
By collecting saliva in your mouth?
Nope.
No, everybody has to do a clean swallow before they put the spoon in their mouth. Sorry.
I always make sure it's a clean swallow.
I know. I'm just saying. That is the fucking rules. You have to swallow before
there
you
is no
it.
Cheating.
No cheating. Nothing.
We'll have one person standing by should we actually need the ambulance.
A video camera guy.
You get one drink of water, and you have to open your mouth and show that it's completely empty afterwards, and then you can go.
Yeah.
So.
We're all going to do it at the same time.
No.
How much cinnamon are we got? Like, how much?
No,
are we pouring
into the
spoon? Are we making a pyramid on the spoon?
No, we're going to do it all at the same time. The reason I want to do that is just I just want to see the joint reaction of all of us. All
like, because I'm sure we're all just going to start like spewing fucking cinnamon everywhere. Yeah.
Well, and we're gonna have to Dexter out this whole place.
We do.
Well, I've got some stuff in my apartment that we can use.
I got some like 2mm drop cloth. Like,
I can get. Yeah. Oh, I can get. I've got a shit ton of bagging at work. Like no. just. All sorts of plastic.
Well, I've actually got the plastic.
On weekend jobs, we have all that stuff that we use to cover up chemical. I can turn this place into a slaughterhouse.
We just need to put it on the floor, which I got enough to cover the floor. Dexter. So, because I was doing painting the other week. So.
Also, there's several reasons why they all have to be at the same time. One, you could, I don't want to call it cheating, but whoever goes first is at a serious disadvantage. You see what happened, what went wrong, and why they're choking, and you know what's going
to
happen.
Not
so
they're
can
still
prepare.
Coughing to be able to answer you. What did you do?
You're not asking.
We're going to have to do this. Shit. Well, we're not going to be able to do it that early, can we?
They did not.
We can
open
do it.
Their throat, apparently.
Can it be?
We're not
going
to be able to talk for a while.
No, we're probably going to do this on maybe a weekend. So the weekend.
You think so?
I was last weekend free until I don't know when. So
I was thinking weekend.
So maybe we could do it this weekend.
Saturday afternoon sometime.
Yeah.
We gotta. It'll have to be when Johnny Five's around. So.
Well, let's find out if Johnny Five's available this weekend.
It'd have to be after 9.
That's fine. Okay. Free.
Yeah, just as long as we're not starting at 9:30.
Yeah. I can do watch how that cuts into my drinking time.
Ah, whatever.
You drink while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Cinnamon flavored booze
afterwards.
Preparation.
All right.
So come on, guys.
But anyways, anything else?
No, not a whole lot. Just I've been really busy with work. My car exploded today on the way home from work, so that's great.
Nice.
I love plastic radiators. I don't know who decided 250 degree water pressurized under 15 to 20 psi under thin plastic was a good idea, but that blew up.
Clearly, the Chinese.
Toyota. It was Japanese this time. Taking their revenge on the Americans. They got me.
Weak radiator.
I know, right?
Oh, pa-ha-ba.
Hero, please. Radiator explode. You will not make a home from work.
So, Trent, what have you been up to?
Okay.
True story.
God. Anyways, played some new games. Worked a lot. New tattoos.
What tattoos did you get?
Yeah.
You
were asking.
You know you're excited
well,
about
I started, it. I started one of two tattoos for Mass Effect.
Well, but you got three tattoos altogether.
Well, these are old. They already know. Yeah, those are... Yeah, the Bioshocks
are
old. Oh,
yeah.
These I need to get... They're already healed now, so I need to get these touched back up so I can get the parts that came out.
You just not take tattoos very well?
No. Finger tattoos are a pain in the ass.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they always stand. You never get it on the first try. It actually takes 2 to 3 sittings to get a finger tattoo properly done.
I've given a few of those in my day.
Yeah. As for the wrist came just fine, yeah. So, anyways, now my new set was on my Dexter, my right arm. I've got a Paragon symbol for Mass Effect. And for my sinister side, I'm going to get the Renegade as well in the same spot. So, I thought that's pretty good because, you know, I usually shake hands with this one, and I beat the shit out of my dick with this one.
Professionally, it's a pro.
So, Renegade, whack, 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 and professional, hi.
So. And it's a damn good-looking tattoo.
Yeah, actually, she did a really good fucking job. So,
did Lizzie do that?
No.
McGuire from
no.
Nickelodeon show.
No, she doesn't tattoo anymore, somebody else. But, no, another friend of mine did this one. I keep trying to talk Lizzie into doing tattoos for me because, well, I mean, shit, you know, she's got a fuck ton of tattoos and she's good. So, but she won't do it because she's not in the shop. So, but either way, no, I got those done. And then my next step is to fix my arm with my Lovecraft. Yeah, my Lovecraft Cthulhu cat.
Yeah.
So, I'm a man of dorkdom. What?
I want you to get the kid, like the Are You My Mommy?
The which one?
Kid. With the gas mask from Doctor Who?
Oh, no, I'm not getting that.
That would be so awesome.
No, I'm saving... I don't know what to put on this arm yet. I'm saving it.
There you go.
I used to want to get Empire and the Rebellion right there. You know, get the cog and then get the Rebellion symbol. But and I can still do that. I moved this one down to midarm, so I could still do something right there. But I also need to get my IV tattoo, my 4 tattoo. From the Night of the Four.
Yeah, that's something that will never be talked about publicly, aside from anybody who was part of the Four.
Yeah.
And who was part of the Four?
Me, you, Kenneth.
And Adrian.
And Adrian, yeah. Yeah, God bless his
soul. Plus me and Rex will hear about it.
Yeah, you guys might hear about it.
You might hear about it.
That party we had over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, where nobody could tell. Anyways.
Yeah, no one could.
Yeah. That was a fun fucking night.
Yeah. But what I'm doing with that one is a circle right here, right in the middle of the arm and the elbow, on the inside, and have an IV. So just Roman numerals for four.
Yeah.
But that way it serves two purposes. If I ever need to get an injection, there's an IV there. So it's like, hey, well, this guy's passed out, but he knows where the fucking IV goes, so let's go and put it in there.
I want to get the Death Star right here. That'd be tattoo. Cool.
You should get a tramp stamp.
Yeah. I don't think
that's
a
Death Star
ever...
tramp stamp.
No.
Oh, man.
That would just be awful.
You can get SF Death Star Super Galactic.
Where's he got a little any disco?
A little shop of wars. You can get Feed Me Seymour.
No, yeah, yeah, that's what you need. You need to get an Audrey 2 coming out of your crotch. She says, Feed Me Seymour.
No.
Feed me all night long.
I'm not doing anything like that. And I will probably never get a tramp stamp. I don't know what I would get. A Wookiee tramp stamp?
I have exactly what you need to get on my phone.
It just says, Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
She's got a little midget stick man pushing a lawnmower. I mean, she shaves that apart.
Actually, that would be a great one. You know, it'd be
mowing lawn.
You get a Wookiee waving goodbye.
Yeah, no, for a tramp
stamp, an arm sticking out of it.
For a tramp stamp, you can get a little line that represents the top of a wall where just a guy popped up. The top of his head just showing
just
over the
just
wall.
Just his eyes.
His eyes and his hands coming over the wall just staring at somebody while they're tagging it from behind. I'm just
why
like,
that's hilarious.
Why don't you show me first?
That is the tramp stamp.
He likes me better, Holly. Deal with it.
The fuck yeah, guy. Yeah.
That's horrible.
My buddy,
Keith?
C. We'll call him C.
Gave himself a tramp stamp?
Is his name Keith with a C?
That's a tramp stamp.
My buddy Keith.
Is this a legitimate tramp stamp?
Is this a C
stamp
that I know?
No.
Okay. My buddy Keith had a tramp stamp. Anyway.
C-E.
Couple good ideas for tattoos, by the way.
I'll tell you guys November.
I don't have any tattoos, but I'm thinking of a little pair of boxing gloves on my left butt cheek says hit it like a champ. I think that would go over real good.
You should go with the ladies, man. Just go to Happy Faces. Have a nice day.
I'm also thinking about making a getting a TARDIS around my butthole.
Do not do that to the TARDIS.
She's going to want to see it.
There's a lot of room in there.
Just take a picture of it.
He's a Time Lord.
Do not do that.
Or Death Star on the head.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Okay. Which one?
That's my back.
Ouch.
Let me see.
My back.
Nice.
Because everyone that's listening to this can hear it. Or can
they
see
can totally
it.
See it. They see it with their ears.
Hey, he's going to show them.
Yeah, see?
Well, you guys, you're pretty impressed by that. Yeah. You like it a lot.
You get that touched up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that was one pass. Certain and then every other time I go back to do it, I'm usually too drunk.
Yeah.
You don't want to bleed on.
That's why
floor.
You get that nice limit of you know, drunkenness where they can't tell. So, and you say, I'm a heavy bleeder.
The drunkosaurus has no limit.
Right? Yeah.
But blood does get thinner.
I think I probably outdrank you on Friday night. I had 32.
I had someone to entertain.
Had a horn you were drinking out of.
Yes, you did.
With a beard on it.
A Hornstein with a beard on it.
That's what Justin calls him now.
That was courtesy of Daniel. But
and it was nice. It was good.
Yeah, had you hosting it, of course.
I'd like
and then
to get that.
And then Holly was kind enough to drive me home at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, I passed out around then.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Did you make it home safe?
Yeah, Jason at first like felt bad. He's like, man, I left him there, and I said I'd give him a ride. He's like, I bet he left home later.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not like Holly doesn't live like
awesome.
2 feet away, so it's...
But I was cleaning, doing some cleaning. I'm like cleaning my couch up because I'm like, well, Cody slept on the couch, and there was some other people.
Did you find a puke-covered shirt?
Even better.
What'd you find?
That's Justin's calling card.
Yes,
what's
it
your
is.
Favorite thing to find when you're cleaning the house?
It has
condom?
To be behind the
even
couch,
better.
Though.
What?
Panties. What's
better than a condom? Some girl's panties.
An abortion? Oh.
I found some girl's American Eagle panties size small, so she was not.
So
not
whoever's listening.
Anyways,
so
I found some random panties. I washed them.
Just smell it and track them down.
No, I washed them immediately.
they were mine.
Yeah. She didn't get laid. She just got really.
They didn't have Batman
wear,
on them.
I wear very large panties.
Yeah.
Oh.
Granny panties.
Yeah.
They were not size children's extra small from Baby Gap, okay? So they're not yours.
They were Oshkosh Bagosh.
Good try.
So, but anyways, so yeah. Cool, right? Anyways, other than tattooing and Justin's party and all that, what else did I do? Video games.
We played Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, we did play Left 4 Dead, and we kicked ass.
Yeah,
I did watch the whole 10 yards, finally. Disappointed.
Were you?
I love the whole 9 yards and the whole 10 yards. It's just like the worst fucking movie I've ever seen. For a sequel, other than The Jerk 2. The Jerk 2 is just fucking horrible.
They made a Jerk 2?
Yeah, nobody knows that. They made a movie. It's called The Jerk T-O-O, The Jerk 2, and it's not even Steve Martin. It's not
no,
him.
It's not worth watching.
It's a horrible movie involving mafia people.
John Leguizamo in there, too?
No, this is from back in the fucking like early 80s. He was like, well, he was about 20. He's an old motherfucker. Anyways, I did play two new games, or one of them's kind of old game. I picked up Anno 2070, and I picked up Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, finally.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Anno last week. What is Anno?
I'll go with Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet first. That's shorter.
Okay.
Okay. Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet is by far, I've played it, I beat it, is by far one of the funnest indie games I've ever played.
It looks awesome.
I rank it out there with Limbo.
You really like it that much?
Oh, it is fun. It's adorable, dude. It's hilarious. It's funny because you're just this little flying saucer, and you have this ring of different abilities you can use, like a giant buzz saw for chopping through rock. You have an arm where you can grab rocks and throw them. You have a gun upgrade, a tractor beam, laser beam, all kinds of shit. It's fucking
well, it's
fun.
Like, it's a 2D platformer, essentially. Isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. It's a 2D platformer, but you can pretty much go in every direction other than forward. You know, sorry, out. You know, but either way, you can.
Plays a lot like Defender, just way
way
upgraded.
Yeah, and it's one of those games where basically, you know, your planet's being destroyed by this weird shadow kind of substance, so you go to this Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet to try and find the source and destroy it.
Wow.
And
not
it's,
a whole
it's
lot of story there, but it's really fun.
Yeah, it's really fucking hilarious. And the boss fights are really interesting. Some of them, a lot of them are puzzle-oriented, trying to figure out how to take it down with the way it's attacking you by turning things against it. Some of it's just a lot of shooting. A lot of fun using your different abilities to kind of get to different places. It's kind of like how Metroid was, the originals, where you come across all these different doors you couldn't fucking do anything with until later on you found the, what you needed and you had to go back up
so
with your super missiles. Yeah, it's a lot of backtracking, but it's all one map and you just unlock it as you go through. So you can see the whole map from the start. It's just not detailed in there. It's just big red blocks and green blocks, and then it starts to chisel out the tunnels as you go through it. And it's a really fun game. That's about all I could really say about it, because it's so simple.
It's a shooter platformer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely. It also has different game modes, too. They have a multiplayer mode, and they also have, I think it's a Shadow Hunter mode, and another one I don't remember the name of. It's a challenge mode that adds a whole other element to the game, and more creatures and bosses to fight, and more things to play with. So, definitely something I hope to see more of. I liked it that much. So, anyway, as for Anno 2070, I spent a lot of time in there. I think probably
like 30 hours or something.
Maybe close to 30. I can't remember. It goes.
That's
by
a lot
so fast.
Over a week, honestly.
Yeah, it goes by. So I played it like every night after work. Quite a few. I think all last week, just about. And Anno 2070 is basically an improved version of your typical like almost Civ game, where it's just, you know, you're building an entire society, you're trying to balance the ecosystem with your economy as well as expanding. You can go to war with people around you. If you go into the normal mode, you have pirates you have to deal with who will come over and destroy your fucking ships, which really sucks. So, but it's a really cool game in the way it's set up, because you have these two different companies you're basically going with. There's this trust company, which is mainly geared towards industry and manufacturing and pollution, you know, everything they do pretty much pollutes. Then you have the ecos, who are more about advancing the civilization while staying in tune with the ecosystem, keeping everything balanced and nice. And even if you go with the industrial people, you can still keep things in balance by using deacidification machines that will basically undo pollution, as well as using air purifiers to help bring down the pollution and bring up the eco balance, which helps your harvests give out more, yield more crops. And the eco people actually like you more if you do it that way, if you're the industrial people. But you're basically given different types of stuff. You have your eco workers, eco employees, eco engineers, and so on. And those are the different levels your citizens will reach. And you have to meet certain parameters in order for them to jump up a level. I think the eco workers eat fish and drink tea. That's it. They eat fish and drink fucking tea. So you have to have a good supply of fish and tea coming in. Plus, you have to have activity, such as casinos, within a range, and that'll basically only work within a radius of houses built within it, that counts as activity for them. You have to make sure they're all connected to each other so that they have community. But once you meet those requirements, it'll boost them up and evolve them to eco employees who only eat sushi, which is harder to make because now you have to grow vegetables, you have to get fish, yeah, and you also need rice. So, and here's the worst part, is the continent you're on might have two of those three things. Fish, definitely. Rice, probably, but vegetables will grow on a different continent. So now you have to go and spread out and create a colony on a different continent and then set up a trade route to bring vegetables while trying to manage the eco balance and economy on this new island. Or you can raise a whole bunch of what they call licenses, which is your reward for helping people in the game. If they give you a mission, they'll give you money, this, plus some licenses, like 97 of them. And licenses are used to buy extra things, like you can buy a fertility upgrade, which lets you, every island you go to has one free fertility slot. So if you go off and buy a vegetable fertility, then you can go ahead and plant that on your main continent and be able to start growing vegetables so you can make sushi all within your own continent rather than having to import it in, which is 10 times fucking like shit. Anyways, one of the cool things they brought into this game was the ability to build underwater, which is cool. Once you reach a certain point, you can make a submersible, which lets you actually, as you zoom into the map, you can actually zoom underwater, and you can find underwater plateaus where you can then build a research center or a community center, start building gardens, all kinds of shit, and you make convenient food. So, which is kind of interesting because you don't see that in other games like Civ.
Yeah, I might check that out, actually.
Yeah. Music's pretty cool. It's by Ubi. So, and Ubi's pretty good at making...
usually make a pretty high-quality game.
Yeah, and this is kind of different than the games they usually put out, but it still has that kind of Ubi feel with the design and stuff. there is a campaign mode, as well as a multiplayer mode, where you're basically either trying to live peacefully or go to war with every motherfucker on the map. The map sizes are pretty fucking big, too. Like, the smaller map alone, I think, had 7 continents on it. So, medium map will have quite a few more. I haven't even looked at the large maps, and I'm kind of afraid to, because I think they're going to be like 20 different fucking continents that you can settle on. And the best part is as you're actually sitting there playing the game, the NPCs will expand out to other continents, too. So, it's not just going to, they're going to stand there. They'll actually take resources that they find. You can settle on their continents if you want. If you're friends with them, I think you can actually access a mine on their soil. And it's just interesting because Civ, you set up a farm and you set up an animal farm, and you're harvesting meat, you're harvesting vegetables. This one, you actually have to harvest the individual items themselves. If you want to make vegetables, you got to set up a vegetable farm. If you want to do, I think they have plums, a plum farm. Or a fruit farm. You can do rice, fucking tea, coffee, whiskey.
I like that stuff.
Yeah, it's really detailed, and you've got limited space, and also you have to really pay attention to how you start building, because you don't need to have your communities connected to your industrial section. You use depots, and anything within the radius of a depot, the supplies that are made, that are manufactured, will be dropped off of that depot. As long as they have a depot they're being dropped off to, the people are getting it. You don't have to build a depot anywhere near them. So, I think the town center has to be within their radius, but you can't build outside of that, and that'll get them their food.
Mm. So, lots and lots and lots of ammo.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit. Like, I mean, even during the campaign's supposed to teach you stuff, there's still shit they don't teach you. You just kind of have to learn on your own. And how to keep a good balance is a big pain in the ass. It's like expanding your houses, building more and more houses is really the only way to make more money, because the more more people you have, the more taxes they're paying. You can adjust their taxes, so, which is kind of cool. So, but yeah, I suggest it. It's $50 now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was pulling up. It's $49.99.
Yeah, I got it during the sale, so I got it for like $20, which I was hoping it would drop down to 75% off, but I went and grabbed it at $50.
Well,
it
sounds like you've definitely got $20 worth of
it. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm still playing. It's such a fun game. And the games are infinite. They never end. So the continuous gameplay, which is just free mode, just continues to go on forever. So
Awesome.
I need a game like that.
Yeah, it's fun, and you can tear everything down once you've taken over the entire map. Just rip it all down and go back to one continent and just rebuild again. So
together,
yep.
That's where you create Reavers on the planet, and you move to a new planet.
Yeah, or you just do capture and so let everybody die.
It's like Monopoly, or there used to be a game called Theme Park, where you just infinitely play, just keep rebuilding shit.
Theme Hospital.
Yeah. I did Theme Park.
Anyways.
Yeah, but no, I do suggest the game. It's pretty fun, so it's definitely one of my favorites. So, what have we not been playing, Holly?
What have we not been playing?
Yeah, what have we not been playing?
Cold Stream?
Actually, I have. You haven't.
Really fucking so, funny.
I played it like a year ago.
Fucking Valve.
Why haven't you been playing it?
Because it didn't come out on 360.
What did
like
it come
was
out
supposed
on?
To. It came out on the fucking PS3.
That's what they said about this typo.
It was never released on PS3.
Yeah, that was the typo. So on their
I was
going
to say, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, but they released it for PC last week. It's supposed to come out for Xbox this week on Friday, which is just such
it's
a wonderful thing.
It's supposed to.
Now, I stole your email
and
your Steam account.
Yep.
The other day.
You didn't steal it.
I told you I wanted it. Yeah. So,
people steal by saying they want something from other people.
No, he
every
knew.
Day.
No, he told me. He was like, hey, I need to get a new Steam account.
Yeah. But let's go into it. For a week now, I've had your Steam account and I've had your email account. I've only accessed your email twice. Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry. And I was, as I told you, I purchased you. Well, I didn't purchase you. I got you signed up on the Steam Box.
Yeah.
Beta for Steam. And because I know that you can't play your PC games, and this allows you to play them on TV. Right?
Yep.
I fucking lied to you. Here, go.
So, I had an anonymous donor approach the Rex Ashcraft Super PAC.
The what?
Rex Ashcraft Super PAC. We are working up to our way to presidency. To which America will know me as El Presidente.
El Presidente.
I'm lost. I don't know what the fuck is
that. I don't know.
So what happened was this anonymous donation went out, found our budget PC build, and decided to donate it to you, Holly, because they are fucking tired of you not being able to play PC games.
Can she stay here? Do you want to go?
He's
going to go do that. We're going to continue to talk.
Awesome.
While he does this.
You have a gaming PC.
You have
that's
a gaming
fucking
PC
awesome.
Now with a very big monitor.
You are such a fucking liar.
I was running interference.
So.
And that's why I told you. Like, you asked me earlier today, and I was just like, man, I should just come up with some bullshit. Like,
can I be right on this one? Well, yeah. I was right.
So if you look
right
over,
right
I know you were right.
Look over there. It's actually been sitting there the whole time.
Yeah.
The reason we needed your Steam account is Borderlands was on sale this weekend.
Yes.
And I went ahead and picked it up for $7.
Game of the Year edition.
Game of the Year edition with everything. And we loaded that up. It might already be loaded up by the time that we're doing this.
By the time he gets done over there, maybe.
Yeah. This, Rex has streamlined this machine. It boots in 20 seconds.
Yes.
Jesus.
Less than that.
It's fucking smoking.
There it is.
Down. Oh,
what the hell?
It's just a zing.
Solid state driver?
No.
Yeah, oh,
my God.
So, the budget built. The budget bill itself included a 120 gig, 6 gigabit solid state.
Oh, so you do have that.
Yes, it did.
That means your hard drive is a solid state drive, which
it
is
it doesn't move.
So, yeah.
No little arm going dee dee dee.
Yeah, it doesn't read. It's solid state. It's very fast.
Flash memory.
Yes.
I made some separate modifications of my own. You have a 750 gig data storage drive.
Awesome.
Donated as per stolen from separate company.
We won't go there. Yeah.
You have a 22-inch monitor. You have a Dell and mouse keyboard that came from some stolen such company. and a Diablo case that is dubbed the Demon Badger.
The Demon Badger.
Yeah.
Awesome. The Demon
so
Badger.
So during the break, you can go over there, you can play with it, whatever
beat up
you
Borderlands.
Want.
We want to see it run.
Yeah, I really want. I've seen the 3D mark. I want to see a game actually played on it, though.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's the only game we've had time to load up because it's 12 gigs.
Yeah.
And it took about an hour plus to download.
But now, but now you have access to, once you get it home and hooked up, you have access to all the things you got for Christmas.
Awesome. Yes.
Which is Portal. You got your Half-Life collection.
Half-Life,
you've
got Trap
Dead, Team Fortress, Team Fortress 2, yeah. All that.
There's a certain anonymous user who will probably come and be really mad. He typically sits about, a street across from you and, like, looks through the window with a cigarette. That would like to be your friend on Steam.
Yeah.
That was not the anonymous.
I was going to say, wait a second.
Are his glasses slightly
way too
yellow?
Serious about this.
That's kind of crazy.
The crazy thing is when
people
Rex showed
your
me,
window.
You got a big enough monitor so you can read when you're typing in shit.
Well, the crazy thing is when Rex showed me the case, this is actually a case that I owned for probably, that was actually the last build I did use this same case.
It's a demon badger case.
It's it's an evil ass
awesome.
Looking case.
So let's take a break and let's go look at it.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I'm done.
Let's take a break.
Awesome.
We'll do news and everything else later.
Awesome. It's sweaty over here.
Yeah, we need some breathing.
Dude, it really is. Yeah. This is fucking awesome.
And we're back from a break, which was pretty long. Holly had
pretty,
to play around with her brand new computer.
Awesome.
So she played some Borderlands and got killed pretty quick.
By the Claptrap, which aren't even enemies in the game.
Yeah, somehow she pissed them off.
That's
yeah.
Thank you, Anonymous, for accepting.
I have that
pack.
Tendency to
yes.
do that to people.
If you go up to Claptrap and you have Clap in your trap, they come after you. That's horrible. That's a horrible glitch we found.
I have that problem.
Yes, so Holly, make sure you thank Rex.
No.
No, 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 no. You held.
The
you held.
Rex Ashcraft
Super
Pack.
Okay.
That
okay.
one.
And
thank you.
Make sure you thank all anonymous anonymous donors.
The
donors.
Anonymous.
Donors. Donors.
The anonymous
donors.
Donors.
Yeah, donors.
Yes, please. Thank you, everyone.
I had a
Justin
moment.
Very much.
Sorry.
It is awesome.
So yeah, Justin, he's always doing that.
I'm really fucking excited.
Yes.
I'm not good at showing emotion whenever it comes to surprises.
Ever.
Well,
but
yeah. I
really
didn't know how you'd react
stoked.
To surprise, but it was a good surprise.
I hate surprises.
You hear that? She's a cold
but
number.
This is...
Better wear
I'm just
a wetsuit.
So that means if you stick it in her ass, there's like no surprise. You're just like, what are you doing?
She's like,
really?
Nice
that's
there.
All?
She's like, oh, you're going to do that.
I'm just very monotone. I'm just like, oh, okay.
8 inches is
I'm
all?
Done.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Okay, anyways, so we're back, and we do have some news that we're going to go pass around. Justin, you got any news for us?
I got a lot of news.
Okay.
How much do you want to go through?
Hit your top story first.
I hope you got all the news that I forgot to bring, because I wrote down like 6 things, and then I left them at work.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if I come across something, I read a headline, and you want to talk about it, you should chime in, okay?
Okay.
All right, biggest bit of news. Old Republic. It's bleeding subscriptions right now.
Yes, they are.
It's going to be free to play August 7th. They've been quoted as having well over 500,000 subs, down from 1.7 million. So I think part of the problem is how hard it was to find your friends in that game. But the way servers were set up, the way that questing... I think the problem I had is anytime I wanted to quest with somebody, I don't know if it was just the inherent way that people network on there, but I could never get a fucking group. It's because they spread out the instances of people so thin to where you'd be on a world with like 25 people within earshot of you. Not, and you got 25 people in an MMO, that's not very much to group with. So you'd have problems with like when you play Warcraft or something, you got like 1,000 people on the server, on per server, online at any time. You say looking for group, whatever, and it's pretty much guaranteed you're going to find a group within just a couple of minutes. Not the case with Old Republic, and I really don't mind the game that much, but I'd just be like, it's been an hour, and I've been spamming, you know, group chat or whatever for an hour, and I can't find a group, so maybe going free-to-play is going to be the way to go, and I'm kind of excited about that. I may jump back in. So, that's my biggest bit of news. I got a few other things, though. As of today, this new Transformers game, Fall of Cybertron, is... the demo came out on PS3 and 360, so people should check that out.
I just picked up Transformers Cybertron on Steam. Because that was such a great fucking game, the first one.
Actually, it's a really good game.
Yeah, I played on Xbox. So I was very happy to pick it up for like $7.50 on Steam.
So. It's L-E-G.
So, anyways. Remember that game that we were talking about called Secret World?
Yes.
We never got into it on the show, but me and you checked that out.
I see that. That looks nice.
So, for people that are wondering, Kotaku did a pretty good review on it. A lot of other people did a pretty good review on it. It's a new MMO. It's based in modern times. And it's based on mythology, but just...
Conspiracies and mythology, yeah.
Yeah. And so, there's not really, like, skill trees or anything like that. You kind of build your character however you want.
Yeah, when you look at the actual skills tree, it's like this gigantic fucking wheel, so you can basically do what you want based on how you're going to approach the situation at hand.
So, but it looked like it was a fairly organic game. It's... looks neat, and I think I'm going to try it out this weekend since this will probably be my last free weekend for a while.
It's kind of an all things are permitted game where every conspiracy theory, every folklore is true. Yeah. Werewolves exist, Dracula exists, Illuminati, all that.
So maybe me and you should record some video.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun to play.
As we're getting back into video, as season 3 approaches of the Tiltcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might have been the first time I ever said that on the show. Other things, Max Payne 3. Three DLC packs instead of 5 were announced.
Nice.
Coming soon. I don't know. I'm going to be talking a while about a couple of these other things. What else do you got, Trent?
I got something that came in from Bethesda. Sent me a little message from their booth talking about how Symbiote Studios, who does little figurines.
Yeah.
They do, like, Super Meat Boy figurines, all that stuff. Even a Jessica Chobot one that you can pick up. What else did they pretty much do? Sam and Max, Monkey Island, Farscape, all that stuff, are going to be releasing Bethesda-themed figures.
So
starting with this one. Dragonborn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It looks like, kind of like a little bobblehead.
This is the Dragonborn concept art for the figure they're going to be putting out in August. Costs $9.99, stands 3 inches tall, and its helmet comes off. Yeah, we're not talking about you.
Does it yell? does it yell for Fusro Da?
That's cute.
Nice. I'm looking. Anyways, but $9.99. It is available for pre-order. It looks great. I'm very excited because they're actually going to. The announcement said they're doing it. Sorry, you need to fucking turn that off for a second, dude. He's pulled up fucking Cookin' Mama, Breaking Bad edition. He's there cutting up pills and crap. God, stop!
He's not even breaking them measurable. How can you share those with your friends if you don't break them into even amounts?
I worked in pharmacies. That is not how it's done.
You gotta have a pill cutter or a razor blade or a knife or something.
Yeah, and a good pill counter has a little openable tube on the end, so when you're cutting them out, you can just drop them all into a pill bottle.
Exactly.
You don't even have that shit. What do you? Those aren't even measuring cups.
That's ground up. No, that's a beaker, and that is a meth.
That looks like the bottom of a 2 liter.
This is home meth lab.
How
do
you measure with that?
Done. It's like a freaking. Yeah. It's like you're learning shit.
All right. Anyways. Back to this.
The training
really
session at work.
Back to this really quick. The cool thing about this announcement is that what they told me in the email is this, and I'll just read it. It's actually the title of it: Symbiote Studios to create stylized vinyl toys based on Bethesda Softworks award-winning franchises. We're not just getting Skyrim. We're probably gonna get Fallout, which could be awesome as shit to get a Pip-Boy.
Pip-Boy.
Yeah, we get a Pip-Boy. And, you know, they're reasonably cheap. They're like $10, you know.
I say Pip-Boy, what the hell is his real name?
What?
The Pip-Boy's a device. What's the guy's
name? Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name, but we just call him Pip-Boy. So, by the way, so that's some exciting, you know, because me, I'm a huge, you know, figurine collector, so I'm pretty excited about that.
So, I'm going to talk about what I'm doing over here.
Yeah, you got that.
So, I was looking online, and... there was an article about Cookin' Mama, Breaking Bad Edition, and it's a website.
For making meth.
So, I'm on level 3. Shake and drag the mouse over the jar and add items. Click over the specified items. So, what do I got here?
Yeah, some xylene.
No, xylene's not. I'm not sure.
Well, that's the first one, or there's xylene.
That looks like some sort of acetone or some sort of a flammable solvent.
The item. There you go. Now you got shake.
What do you put in there?
Grab it and shake. Grab the beaker and shake.
You wouldn't shake the fluid first. You need to put the solid in it first. Click on the solid.
It's basically as it reaches the line, and you click on that eye. When it tells you to shake, you got to stir the beaker.
I think I might have blown up the trailer house.
I think you made nothing
better than Mama.
My mother's neighborhood is in trouble.
He just blew up the shed.
I gotta do something with the oven here.
Oh, okay. So you gotta get it set to the right temperature. So
I didn't pay attention to the instructions here.
Or just hit stop anywhere.
Yeah, whenever you think. I think per drugs, you want about 15.
Done.
Oh, you got it. You got hot enough to cook.
Maybe. Let's see. Maybe this is why he's bald.
Better than mama.
Better than mama. Okay.
What did I get?
52%.
Try again.
So you only kill one of your meth goons. Let's try this again. This is so fucking funny.
This is horrible.
It's like the inside of his trailer here. All right, new game.
All right. Crush the Sudafed pills by tapping and clicking over them.
Yeah, it's
bald head
shake.
Pops out.
All right, so crush the pills. Crush them. Crush them. You're missing. Come on.
You're not crushing.
You're missing.
Enough.
Come on. Okay, you got it done. 5 out of 5. Your time sucked.
My time sucked.
Okay, so you got 78 points. There. What's this one? Use the clues to add the correct items to the jar. Click the item to add it to the jar. What's the... Okay, it's showing you a picture of a dick. What the fuck is that?
This.
Oh, okay. There you go. Red phosphorus mixed with... Oh, down there. Yeah, you got iodine. The next one's probably gonna be... Yeah, right there. Click on that. You got your pseudoephedrine. Now you got obvious choice, hydrochloric acid.
Done!
Ding!
Did you make meth?
He's almost there.
Oh.
He's got to mix up all the ingredients. Shake, drag the mouse over the jar, add items, click over the specified items. So this is where you failed last time.
I can't wait to play this on my computer.
No, you got to wait until it's right there, I think. You already got it added, though.
Yeah,
I can't
talk about that.
So wait until it's there and shake it. You ready? No. Totally. No, you gotta shake. Don't hit the sodium hydroxide.
You have to do it over this, though, right?
I think it's right when it's there.
Oh. Oh,
okay, I gotta click it. That's the deal.
Okay.
Not a very good cook here, so you're gonna have to.
He's not.
It's been years for him, so.
Yeah.
He's using the bathtub method, so. Alright, so anyways, let's go ahead and jump back into some news now, since Justin's kind of enthralled with a meth cooking game. You don't put it at 200 degrees.
And this is how you make meth.
Yeah, that's how you make crystal meth.
So. This is horrible. You should never play this. 60.
What?
This was not for crystal.
Alright, so anybody got some news? Justin, you got some news?
I got real news. I actually didn't get a chance. I saw that link at work and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm getting this on my browser history. So I didn't click that at work, and so I just now clicked the...
You gotta email that to me, because I can go on our guest network. It's not monitored. How do you think I look up porn at work?
What do you think about in-browser browsers?
In-browser browsers.
Where you use a closed site to look up shit for you.
So anyways, this has been derailed. So other things that people should know. Secret World, again, that's going to be free to play this weekend to try out. Me and Trent are going to record that at some point, at least a couple hours.
Sure, whatever.
Minecraft. For those of you that don't know, obviously I'm going to link a video, but somebody posted a video of the Sonic Shaders mod, which is one of the ones that I use occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fucking badass.
Aww.
Speaking of subs, though, and going back and what I was talking about with Old Republic, Battlefield 3 has 1.3 million people subscribed to their premium subs.
Oh, Battlefield 3 is so awesome. You'd be on a jet like...
You're talking about PC, you foul mouth.
Duh.
No, but yeah. I think
you cannot play a PC game like Holly can.
have boobs and people don't just give me computers.
Vic,
guys,
the alcohol on that side is showing. So one of the other things that we wanted to talk about is, we talked about it when what the hell was the fucking convention this year?
What are you?
GameCon?
No.
Comic Con?
No. Biggest one?
E3?
E3.
Oh,
so,
shit, yeah.
E3, I didn't get a chance to talk about this, but John Carmack was showing a pair of goggles that he's been developing for a while. And I guess he's gotten together with help develop this kit for 3D goggles for different games. And the idea is that most of these, like, VR goggles cost around $20,000. He's come up with a kit that you can buy for about $300. That will let you do the same thing. Now, it's a self-build kit, but it's a kit. And there's a Kickstarter up where you can pledge $10 if you want. Now, $10 doesn't get you the kit. It doesn't get to where you get about $275 where you can actually buy the kit. But there's a Kickstarter up right now that I'll link for the Oculus, which is what it's called. So, looking at it, John Carmack is a guy that developed Doom, for all of you that don't know. He's a fucking genius. You may not always like his games, but the guy really knows his design when it comes to, or not design, but just knows his fucking stuff. But John Carmack's in on it. Cliff Lezinski is in on it. Dave Helgeson from Unity, the Unity engine, is in on it. Michael Abrash from Valve's in on it. And then Gabe Newell from Valve has blessed it. So most of you people like Gabe, and he's interested in helping develop some of the stuff for this. But John Carmack is one of the guys that's really pushing this. With it being Carmack, I can trust it 100%. With it being a Kickstarter featuring people like Carmack and Cliff Lezinski, I know that those guys know their tech. Been doing Unreal for a long time. Unreal is what runs everything right now. And I know a lot of people hate it because so many games use it, but it's the most used engine right now in terms of games, just period. And has been for, 15 years probably? So
the Unreal Engine, their more recent Unreal Tournament, looks amazing.
Oh. So, but anyways, it's just something really fucking cool with VR technology and things like that that I haven't really got into. And just looking at it from the different, demos that I saw, I think I posted on my Facebook a while back, but just watching him go through it and how they're developing it to work on normal games. So, Doom, the BFE edition is coming out. Uh-huh. Will be one of the feature games that first does the technology to kind of show off what it can do. Mm-hmm. But other developers basically doing it where they have independent depth for both eyes to kind of immerse you into the whole thing, I think will probably be even better than doing regular 3D. So,
yeah, so that's like talking about augmented reality, which I have stressed extremely is kind of the next generation of what's coming. Look up the iBorg interview for Deus Ex.
We talked about that actually on the show.
Amazing video.
So, anyways, who else has got news?
Anybody else?
Well, we've got Left 4 Dead Cold Stream was pushed until Friday.
Well, now you can actually play it if you go and buy it.
Yeah, so. That's true. They're putting out the Shining prequel.
I just had a brain glitch. I'm sorry.
Yep. The Shining. Yeah, they're putting out a prequel to it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus There's something Christ. Else that they were putting out, but...
Why?
I left.
Who?
I have no
who's
idea.
Who's writing it?
I don't remember. I had all of it written
Seth
down at work,
McFarlane
but I ended up leaving
King?
My paper there.
God.
I want to say, okay, there were two movies that I had looked up, and one of them said it was the same person that did, I'm pretty sure it was The Shining, it was the same person that did Shutter Island. There were three people that were producing it altogether.
Shutter Island was...
Two people from Shutter Island, and then... Fucking someone else, and I really wish that I would have brought that piece of
Shutter Island was one of those movies that... Okay, yeah, actually, I watched Shutter Island with you and Andrew.
Yeah, you did.
And if you remember,
at Casey's house.
About, how far in the movie did I call the fucking ending?
Well, yeah.
I was this seems like it's, aggressive therapy. That's actually his doctor. And Andrew's like, no, I think it's, this and this. And then, he started to lean more towards that. And I was like, yeah, I think that's... And he ends up, this is just a therapy session. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then I saw the previews for it after that on TV to go watch it. And they're like, an ending that you'll never see coming. And I was just like, that's false
advertising.
Yeah, I was like, go fuck yourself.
Well, that's imagining that you can't have a duck do self-therapy.
Yeah. I think the only movie where I didn't see, the only movie where I really didn't see the ending coming was Inception. That's because I don't even think they saw the ending coming when they were making it. They just didn't know what they were doing.
They're like, here's six endings.
Yeah.
Here's a D6.
It's like, it's still too predictable. Let's throw another layer onto it that they go through.
The South Park representation where Freddy Krueger comes in and save them all.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. God.
So, any other news?
No, that's all I got.
It's been a news-light week, honestly.
Well.
News-light.
I had
six PC
of them.
Games.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I cannot think of them to save my life. There is another one that I actually did remember, and I don't remember the specifics of it. I wrote down all of the maps that it was supposed to come out with, but... Max Payne, they're going to come out with... apparently, they had...
I just said that. Three DLCs instead of five.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. You guys were just talking over there. So
yeah, you guys weren't paying attention to anything we were doing.
I was paying attention to
Never
all
mind.
Of it. Justin, I accepted that.
Just kidding,
and
guys.
Knew about it.
Yeah.
That is bad on them.
He does have drug perception, where they can kind of pick up everything.
I know, right?
So... They just don't seem like it.
So
let's jump forward and go into our fucking question of the goddamn week from last week.
Question of the week.
So what I said last week was, forget about Batman Forever from the 90s. I know I was just saying that to get that out of your head. If they did a movie with a 50-year-old Batman, who would you cast as old Batman? What actor and villain would you cast?
Gregory Peck.
So you said Gregory Peck
as Batman, and Anthony Hopkins as the villain. I don't care what villain, just Anthony Hopkins.
Mr. Freeze.
And Kevin Spacey as a Riddler.
Okay. Well, Jared said Liam Neeson as Batman. I'm not sure about that one.
That would be awesome.
He's not American, though. He's...
Well, hey, doesn't matter. Batman doesn't have a daughter. There's no
Christian. Is it Christian Bale British?
Yeah, okay, well, you know.
Is
it? Doesn't, no.
No, I don't think
no. He's not. Yeah, no, he just played British people in a number of movies. So.
He's so British, he shit the queen.
He played a British guy in, like, Velvet Goldmine. That was about it.
For some reason,
he also played in... Maybe with John Hurt, where he played a little British kid, but I think he's American. I don't like Christian Bale enough to actually find out what nationality he is.
I don't know. So, I like him a lot more now.
Okay.
So Scott says, give it a couple years, and Ray Stevenson will also either have to talk to Mark Hamill into Last Reprisal or get Screech to do it.
Screech.
Chris says, 50-year-old Batman, John Malkovich, villain, Pacino as the Riddler. Glenn says, Walter Matthau as Batman. And Jack Lemmon as Alfred. Burt Reynolds could be Two-Face and Jerry Lewis as the Joker. Ignore the fact that most are dead. He also says Will Shatner as the Riddler or even Batman. Sam says Sean Connery as both because he's so goddamn good. Let's see. I'm going to keep going. Keep going. Sam says Sir Sean Connery. My bad. I think something about the Terminator was going to go through my head, possibly because John Connery would have made a better Terminator as well. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Casey says, Daniel Craig in 5 years as Batman. Rachel Luttrell as Poison Ivy. Michelle Janicki as Catwoman. And maybe Hugh Laurie as the Riddler.
What?
I'm not sure who he's talking about.
Hugh Laurie as the Riddler would be awesome.
No.
Okay.
I think that would be great.
He's got a cane.
He's too fucking mellow.
He does. In House.
Totally rocking.
So I'm going to stop this
for a second.
He doesn't
really use that in real life, Dave, just so you do know.
Don't you run House for me. Don't
now,
you do that.
For those of you that have seen the Michelle Janicki video, is that not fucking amazing?
Yes.
So what was that? That was from the pre-trials Barcelona a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what it is there's this hurdler named Michelle Janicki from Australia. And she's doing this, like, cheerleader dance as she's getting ready.
Thank
she's
God.
Like, it's a warm-up.
It's a warm-up. And she's just, like, sexing up the camera the entire time.
She is hot.
And she's looking... It's funny because you can't take her seriously at that point. You're like, what the hell's going on? And all of a sudden, she just blows the fucking doors off the competition. Like, she just fucking chunked them out. And the great thing about
I
that...
I hope so. If not,
well,
what a waste.
You gotta think... And I don't know who I was talking to, but I think I might have been Chuck from Elseworlds, and I was like... They all got to be fucking pissed. There's this hot chick dancing and doing all this shit, being fucking goofy, and then she just fucking smokes him. Like, she's like two, like, people links ahead.
Yeah.
Like, she really, really did
smiling, too. She's like, sup, bros?
So, I don't know. Yeah, I should link that. You write that down for me to link Michelle Jenner's video. As soon as you steal somebody's pen.
I got it.
So, anyways.
I'm going to Australia for vacation, by the way. I've decided that now, after seeing
What was it? Jennings?
No, Janicki. J-E-N-N-E-K-E, I think.
Key? Is key an actual letter?
Key is an actual letter. No more news. I think we already covered that. The last bit that we got is we do have an email.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to go ahead and read that. So,
is it from?
Who do you think it's from?
Ian?
It is from Ian.
Okay.
It says, to the nasty one who moonlights as Don Juan... The T to the R to the E to the N to the shut your mouth. He's talking about Trent. Victor Von Hilarious River Party Stories Von Doom. And America's Sweetheart, the one, the only, the Holly Badger. As for your awesome ass Batman question, I wanted to see an older Michael Keaton play Batman / Bruce Wayne as in today's Michael Keaton, a la the comic version of The Dark Knight Returns, which makes Batman 1960-ish. And for a foe, I think that would be the coolest thing in a movie form would be a deranged... Jeremy Renner as Deadshot. Deadshot's kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah.
He's similar in size to pull it off, and he's similar in age. Also, he has chops. Everybody knows chops are great. So, as for my question, well, a simple, hilarious thing, a kid I coach asked me today, in between practice, when a group of us were talking about gaming, it's a run on a half, Ian, Jesus. If you could marry any video game character, who would it be? I didn't answer him, but I'll ask and I'll tell you. So
I'm not answering this, so I'm sorry.
I wouldn't really marry a video game character. If I could have sex with any video game character, how about that?
I wouldn't even fucking answer that one.
No, let's not get too sexual into it. If I could fuck any video game character. Let's not get all emotional. I'm going to fuck the shit out of this character. I'm going to fuck it till it's sore.
Soccer really ball suit, Miranda, I'm sorry. Soccer ball suit. Soccer ball suit's hot as shit. Mass Effect.
Alright.
Yeah.
You know I have a tendency of dating the really hot, deranged, psychotic chicks. So I'll take Jack from Mass Effect, too.
Or just going to keep going Mass Effect.
I'll take Jack from Mass Effect.
I have no idea. No idea right now.
Dude, my own FimShep, by the way.
We're just going to go Mass Effect, except for Rex, I'm sure.
I think that just really means he wants to fuck himself.
It's going to be Mass Erect by the time he gets to it, okay? Mass Erect. You're going to borrow it.
Okay.
It's going
to
be good.
I really just need to sit down and buy it.
Okay, yeah, so answer the question, damn it. You're the only one that hasn't answered the question.
Well, yeah. I haven't.
Answer it. Answer. No pressure. Answer the question.
Because I totally need to hear you re-say it so I can reinforce my answer.
Also, he has...
What video game character would you want to fuck?
Harley Quinn.
Fuck.
Oh, Harley Quinn from Asylum. Or not from Asylum. From
he says it like in a guilty way. Like he's crying almost.
GameStop had a girl.
she was dressed as fucking Harley Quinn at GameStop.
Maybe Holly Pop Chainsaw.
Wait.
which one?
This went awkward.
Which one?
Which GameStop?
Sand Springs.
Okay, Holly's walked away for a minute.
I think we finally broke Holly.
Yes!
Rex, I'm going to give you a high five for that. All the way from over the table.
Yeah. Wow, I just took the awkward dart to the limit.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, timing and a half. I'll give it up to you, Rex.
You're not really Harley, so it doesn't count.
I think she's crying.
Or Harley. Yeah. She's never had to be. She's
Well, here's what makes it even better. Ian goes, I picked Tifa from Final Fantasy VII.
Shit.
She was like fucking 14, dude. What the hell?
Hey, no, she looked 14. No,
she was like 14.
You dirty dog.
Well, wait, so back. Can we, like, cut that section out?
No. It's live and ready. It is good.
There's no editing.
Oh, my God.
I'm the one who produces the show. There's no fucking editing.
Bigger, longer, and uncut, so. Okay? Enjoy.
Alright, so moving along, Trent. We have a question for this week.
Yeah, we do, actually.
It's
been
inspired by recent events.
Not so recent.
Right, the waiting, other stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. What was it? Alright. There's this thing. I love this, where celebrities go off and they read angry, mean tweets that people have written about them. That's like one of my favorite things. And unfortunately, the Jimmy Kimmel Show did it, where they had, who was it? They had, like, Danny McBride, they had Will Ferrell, Zoe Deschanel, all of them, reading these horrible tweets that people have written about them. We thought, well, you know, we have a lot of fans, and I'm sure that those fans dislike something about the show, either a person or just something that we do, or even the cast as a total, but they listen to us out of, like, complete hatred.
Or out of spite.
Yeah. So, we thought it would be funny if for 1 week straight, between now and the next show, everybody who listens to us posts really mean crap about us.
Make it funny, though.
Yeah,
the
it has to be funny.
Thing you can think.
It can't be something really mean, like Rex stalks, you know, Holly outside of GameStop.
No, true things like that.
Yeah,
you
no
can't
true
do truths.
Like
these have to be like, fuck that Victor guy. I know there's been like 9,000 of those, but somebody has to hate on somebody beside me. So,
yeah.
Fuck a lot of people.
So,
oh, my God, that's fucking hilarious.
So the point is to basically just write something really horrible about us.
Yeah,
either individually or as a whole. And put it on the Facebook. Just trash it. Something funny.
And I know some of you have a nasty, nasty side that's just wanting to shit on somebody.
Yeah, we know that you can say something sarcastic and funny and horrible.
Yes.
Okay. So, among other people.
And while you're at it, hit like on Facebook.
Because we're doing the cinnamon
challenge.
We're
choking the shit on cinnamon. We're doing it and videotaping it like idiots. The worst thing we could ever do.
We will have Johnny Five standing by.
That's right. Videotaping and pissing his pants. But the camera's pointed towards us, so that's all you get to see.
So that's going to be our question for the week, is what is the most horrible thing you want to say to one of us or all of us on our Facebook, Twitter, everything. So, with that, we move on to some new releases. Nothing really. Dark Souls. I know.
Dark Souls.
I just said Dark Souls. Dark Souls is coming out this month, late at the end of the month, like 24th or something like that, on Steam. I'm picking it up. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I have it on fucking Xbox. I still want to see it.
So there's not any real good releases coming out soon as far as anything major. But here in a couple weeks, I was a pretty big fan of Darksiders. I've owned it on PC, 360, and PS3. I don't know why I just kept trading. I just beat it and then played on another system. I don't know what the hell was wrong with me. But I'd find it for like $5 and I just played again.
Better but excuse you need to beat the fetish.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
So Darksiders 2 comes out in 2 weeks.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about that. Other games of note, of course, Dark Souls comes out on the 24th. Mm-hmm. So, and aside from that, Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
Yeah. Well,
21st. So,
Weird things and stuff.
It's gonna be terrible.
Don't hate. You haven't played it yet.
Did you play the other one? Did you play War for Cybertron?
No, I don't need to.
It's dude, terrible. No. I hate Transformers games. I fucking
these
love
are
War
fantastic.
It was actually good. Games. Yeah.
Eating the Kool-Aid.
No.
Oh, you know,
dude, I played War for Cybertron like a year after it came out, and fucking loved it.
Actually, let me bring something up. Okay. This is something I forgot that came out this week that I just haven't got a chance to. That keg cots me in the ass load, so I didn't have enough money to buy it. Orcs Must Die 2 is out for $15 this week.
Yeah,
on PC on Steam. So fantastic tower defense game. NDK 2, Murder Death Kill 2 HD re-release. Came out, and I looked at some comparison screenshots. They've retextured the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Looks really good. Risen 2 is now out on console. I highly recommend it. I want to say if I was going to give it out of 5, as we usually do, I'd probably get about a 3.9. So, which isn't bad. It's just really entertaining. It's fucking pirates, so. Anyways. Expendables game, I'm sure nobody gives a shit.
But as stuff blows up and burns down, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'd rather just watch the movie.
They have an unlockable
with Chuck
Van
Norris. Fuck yeah.
Number two.
Unlockable.
If you can play as Van Damme, I might fucking grab it.
Van fucking Damme. Number two, you can.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I'm sure Scott's all over that.
Van Damme kisses.
Yeah, Van Damme kisses.
59. The tweets start again. Yeah. So, anyways, that's pretty much all we got, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all we got.
We've got some plugs. Where can you find us, Trent?
Well, you've got all the plugs, so you do it.
I'm just going to do that off the top of my head, I guess.
Yeah, it plugs off the top of your head.
Just Google plugs.
There's not a lot of pictures of butts.
So, anyways.
I'm thinking of hair plugs, actually.
I go to anal plugs, you go to hair plugs.
Well, I was pointing out, I said, yeah, why don't you go ahead and do it since you got all the plugs at the top of his head.
Yeah. It's not that far off. Both things the results will be top 10 or men over 50.
And he even said, I can do this off the top of my head.
You can totally plug my name in the number one Google search, though.
Yeah, you get a really funny article. Yeah.
Holding four cups.
So, anyways, plugging the shit out of our site.
Yes.
Listen to us on Stitcher because you can listen to that.
The shit up her.
Fuck off. So, Stitcher, listen to that on your phone and not chew up your bandwidth. It's a low res version of the show. Of course, we're on iTunes. We got a iTunes capable device. Just find us. It's easy to find us on there. All one word. Facebook.com/tiltcast very soon, as soon as I set it up. You can go to tiltcast.com. I'm trying to think. Twitter.com/tiltcast. And what else? Website redesign coming soon. We're working on that.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Trent's working on that.
So, and YouTube at the real tiltcast. And email at tbag@tiltcast.com.
Yeah,
and leave some comments on iTunes.
Yeah, the more comments you leave, the more.
Don't do this week's question on iTunes, though. Don't
do that. We will be banned.
Don't do that at all.
They will not like us.
You know. Keep it for the Facebook and the
Twitter.
Yeah.
Please Twitter the shit out of us. That'll work.
Please.
So, friends of the show. Friends of the show. The Carousel Podcast. You also have Elseworlds Podcast. We have For the Love of Gaming, BMFcast.com, Dynamic Soundtrack, Extraplay.info, NoQuarters.net, and tvgp.tv, they do good things. So that's pretty much all we have. And
actually, if you have a few extra minutes, go to calmatfoundations.org. That's K-A-L-M-A-T. And they supply shoes and school supplies for people in other countries like Sri Lanka and stuff like that. They don't have any.
Is that like Tom's? Like,
no.
You buy a pair, we give a pair?
No, like you actually give them money. And no, it's a guy that I used to work for, and he moved to Switzerland with his wife.
They beg for cash.
And he has this, he's got a non-profit organization, and they provide shoes and school supplies for
So if you don't pay attention to anything else that we do,
get on no-pros.
Pay attention to that.
Get on no-pros.
That's cool.
Because we might be diabolical human beings, but that is a good cause.
This is redeeming our souls that we've burned. For your entertainment, by the way.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Redemption!
Victor, shut the fuck up. We're getting out of here.
We're done. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah, we'll see you later.